Andrew McLean has climbed and skied some of the toughest mountains on every continent, but three of his favorites are in Alaska: Denali, Four Acre, and Mount Hunter. McLean lives in Utah, but will be in Alaska later this month to give a slide presentation in Anchorage on his adventures in the state. The show is a benefit for the Chugach Avalanche Information Center. APRN's Annie Feit has this preview.
There are a lot of mountaineers in the world, and a lot of skiers in the world, but not too many professional ski mountaineers. Andrew McLean has that niche mostly to himself. He makes a living skiing forbidding steep lines of snow on high peaks around the globe. He says it's a sport that can be hard to translate into something most people can relate to.
It's skiing, but it's kind of a different type of skiing. It's not necessarily high speed or dramatic type skiing, so it doesn't film very well. The skiing itself is very cautious because there's a lot at stake. You're looking at 11,000 foot falls. There's nobody there to rescue you. There's no backup or anything like that. So in that regard, it's difficult to explain, but people that are into it really love it.
McLean seems to love it more than most. In 1995, he successfully climbed and skied Denali. In a 2007 print interview, he called that trip a turning point in his life. He said it opened up his idea of what was possible to ski. Since then, his outings in Alaska have included two other peaks near Denali: Four Acre and Mount Hunter. He says a big part of succeeding on the high peaks in the Alaska range is dealing with bad weather.
Conditions up there, you can have hurricane force winds. A lot of people have been blown off them. You can also go from scalding hot to freezing cold within a 24-hour period.
Four Acre was McLean's most recent expedition in Alaska last June. On that trip, he and his three partners waited 8 days for bad weather to clear. In the meantime, they spent a lot of time in the tent, playing Scrabble, reading books, and inventing new drinks that will probably never make the Starbucks menu.
There's butter-infused hot chocolate, where you can melt about half a stick of butter into hot chocolate drinks.
Once the weather improved, climbing up and skiing down 17,000-foot Four Acre took 4 days. Just standing on the peak was a major accomplishment. Only one team out of 36 succeeds. At the top, the group encountered dangerous crevasses and icy snow conditions. Not exactly the endless fluffy powder many skiers dream about.
No. If you get good skiing, that is kind of a bonus, icing on the cake, so to speak. A lot of it is just the experience of being there. These peaks are unlike anything else, where they're very high and they're very difficult to get to the top of. And just being on the top of them and putting on skis and being able to, you know, stand up there and look around and ski down them is really what it's all about.
The Four Acre trip went smoothly, but climbing and skiing such inhospitable terrain can be a life-threatening endeavor. McLean says managing the risks is a big part of ski mountaineering. He carefully plans each expedition and builds in extra time for going slow and waiting out weather. But he's seen a lot of tragedy in the mountains.
I've had a few friends die either in avalanches or falling to their death. You learn from each time that happens, and you hope it never happens to yourself, and you kind of take precautions.
On McLean's remote expeditions, there are no avalanche forecasts to consult, but he's a big believer in the importance of avalanche information centers for backcountry skiers. His talk will benefit the Chugach National Forest Avalanche Information Center in Girdwood. He says the centers can save a lot of lives, but they have a hard time finding funding.
Avalanches are a tricky thing to forecast and a very important thing to look out for when you're backcountry skiing. They're probably the number one hazard when you're out backcountry skiing. If you're in a ski resort, a lot of that is taken care of for you by the ski patrol, but once you venture outside of the main gates, you're kind of on your own. And the avalanche centers go a long ways towards forecasting what the dangers are and what to look out for.
McLean's slide presentation will be at the Beartooth on October 22nd. It starts at 8 p.m. and costs $10. He's calling it Alaska Family Values: Father Denali, Mother Four Acre, and the Wild Child, Mount Hunter. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.